Well, growing up in South Africa, which is obviously a part of Africa, we're surrounded by African art and artifacts all the time. And I grew up with amongst black children on a farm. So, you know, I've always had this affinity with them. And the owner of the gallery, Alana Reed, she's got the most amazingly good taste when it comes to the art pieces. And with her taste and my appreciation for what she does, it's just an amazing place to work.
Mm.
And I enjoy being surrounded by beautiful things.
One thing I notice initially strikes me when I come in is so many human figurines and human images. I'm just seeing people everywhere in here.
Well, I think that's the big difference between African art in general and Australian Aboriginal art, is the fact that humans in the landscape or humans in a village situation feature very, very strongly in the African mind. It's a very people-orientated culture. And that's why in their representations, in their artifacts, even their paintings, wherever, you know, the human presence always comes through.
Now, Africa obviously is a huge place with so many disparate cultures from the top to the bottom. How hard is it to bring everything together under one umbrella of African?
It's actually very difficult because obviously there are geographical and financial constraints when it comes to our buying trips. We can't source things from all over Africa, so the majority of our works, especially the ceramics and the paintings, come from Southern Africa or South Africa, where we get our stuff directly from the artist or their cooperatives. In the case of things like the masks and the other African artifacts, shields, etc., we have to source that through a company that actually brings them to South Africa for us.
You mentioned cooperatives. Is there an organized sort of cooperative system amongst, say, communities in Africa to produce art?
Well, what often happens is either amongst the black rural communities themselves, they get together and start producing art, and then find either an agent or one of them starts actually marketing the stuff. In the case, for example, of that wall hanging, that Karas wall hanging, that was a cooperative started by a white woman. She realized that there was a need for the women on the estate where she lives to be employed gainfully. And she got them together, and so they produce the stuff. All she does is she markets it for them. And she takes a very small commission on the sales.
Is there something, for instance, which is far more, say, a northern, say, Ivory Coast type feel to a southern feel?
Western and northwestern Africa tend to go, especially in northwestern Africa, the more what you could call the desert peoples, because they're nomadic. They don't encumber themselves with a lot of possessions, so from them we normally find that they will specialize in jewelry. West Africa on the whole is very much into wood carving. That's where you get your masks from, and carved shields, etc., and stools. As you can see, we've got a couple of stools here. Southern Africa, you probably find they slightly more into beadwork, for example, especially amongst the Zulu and Xhosa people. They love their beadwork. They will also go in for carving wooden figures of animals, for example, which is very popular with the tourists, especially American tourists to South Africa. Material weaving you'll find throughout Africa, basically. We've got some cloths here that come from Western Africa and northern part of Western Africa. The Karas wall hangings, for example, is from Southern Africa again. And in certain parts of Africa, people might tend to to specialize in more in one area, but on the whole, it's difficult to generalize. On the whole, they have a fairly broad range of activities that they indulge in.
How about the clients? Who is buying African art?
Our clients are not necessarily all South Africans or even people who've been to Africa. We find a large number of Australians come in here. Dinky Die Aussies come in here. They've never seen African art, for example. They have a look around. They are fascinated by the pieces, because the reason why we stock what we do is because we try and bring together not only the African theme but also the intrinsic beauty of the pieces. And so for some people, it doesn't matter where it comes from. They buy a piece because they appreciate it. They like it. For others, others will come in here and say, for example, look from something from a particular country or a particular area of Africa. So on the whole, our clientele is fairly broad-based, from Asian right through to African.
They all love the art and the colour and the shapes.
Yes, they do. They do. That's why it's so rewarding to work here, because to find people who appreciate the things that I appreciate. And that I know the owner of the gallery appreciates.